RKO4HKX.
Did you get your part ordered?
Part's on its way, but it'll be here when it gets here, I guess.
Boy, that's getting tiresome repairs, isn't it? Well, that's what we're doing right now. I had two pulleys burn up on my lawnmower. So I went down to John Deere and Taylor's. They got no internet. They don't have any telephone even. It's amazing. And so we were going over to Spartanburg anyways to Sam's, and not a have-to situation, but I asked an old boy over there at Midas Muffler if there was a John Deere there, and I picked up my parts there anyways.
That I go in there on Thursdays and visit them guys.
Shop. They had the parts, and then I bought a maintenance kit, which I always get anyways, and then I went ahead and bought the belts. I guess, you know, when those belts burn up that badly, it's pretty wise to go ahead and change the belts.
That belt's been hot, so you might as well get rid of it.
Well, thankfully, my neighbor had a good friend, and he come over, and he just lives a little ways north of us, and took those pulleys off. Didn't take him 10 minutes, and so I'll have him put those belts on at the same time. Only got 500 hours on that lawnmower. I was kind of surprised, but, you know, they're that nylock type stuff is what I call it, the pulleys.
That nylock melts on them, and then they get loose.
Just broke in there. If they did, go ahead. How's conditions doing up there, Patrick? They improving any?
They're improving, but all north of us, northwest of us, or sorry, northeast, to look at the map correctly, it's still pretty bad up in those areas. Well, I won't say pretty bad, it is bad. So we're getting supplies to them and getting everything in that we can and getting the help where we need it. So that's all I know to say.
FEMA backing out of there. Some I heard they were going to prep for Florida, because Florida looks like it's going to be bad. My cousin down there is right in the bullseye.
Don't know what FEMA's doing. They don't want to talk to me, so I can't talk with them.
Oh, c'est la vie, isn't it? Well, I heard they went broke about a month ago from the head of it there on TV. We know why that is, but we'll get into that. But that fescue, since the kids seeded it and all, it's really growing. So they're going to go out there and I'm going to go out there and mow it. And I hurt my shoulder and got to go see a surgeon tomorrow. And I'm sure glad that lawnmower's got power steering on, is all I can say.
Well, Tom, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm trying to help somebody right at the moment. I'll get back to you here in just a little bit. KO4HKX. Standing by.
No problem, Patrick. Just good to hear you. And I didn't want to hold up traffic on here at all. So talk to you later, man. Maybe Thursday. KO4HKX and 0TR. And I talked to Gary quite a little while this morning. Send 0TR clear.
P3JCA monitoring.
KO4HKX. And Tom, I'll be right back. Richard's been helping me with something on the phone. I guess he's wanting to make sure his radio's working.
Good afternoon. 0TR clear.
Yeah, Patrick, I'm going to make sure it was operational, and hello to you, Tom. Hope everything's going good. And, Patrick, if you want to give my email or my phone number, if you got other people that need help, just feel free to, you know, have them reach out to me.
We'll be glad to do that, and I know they'll appreciate the help. It's the church up here that I've been sitting in here with the radios for the last, 9 days anyway. But so they've all got the experience how important ham radio could be to what's going on.
No problem. Well, I've got the radio on, and just you might have to give me a call a couple of times to answer it so I can reach the mic and so forth. So, all right. Good luck getting those guys situated there, and we'll talk with you later. We'll be monitoring on the side, KA3JCA.
Roger that, Richard. And just so you know, you're full quieting into the repeater. Your antenna, whatever it's doing right now, is doing a really good job for you.
It dropped. I think it's like 25 feet above the ground, so it's not down to 70 feet, but still, I'm glad it's making it. All right. Thanks, Patrick. KA3JCA.
73 Richard and 73 Tom, you and Miss Bernice behave out there. KO4HKX, standing by.